We are here. And I'm leaving white. There was the end of what we are, and nobody will still be the same.
Because 2 years ago I was here, we didn't even come here at all. We went, there's like a Menorah monument.
It's
a new one. And I saw in the woods, they said that there was like a ravine, like a ditch.
How were they brought out here? They marched them out here?
Yeah.
Like a ghetto out here?
We'll see in a minute. We'll talk about it.
Okay.
We're executed. This is the memorial to Babi Yar. We're not at the actual site. He just brought us here to see the present memorial. And I just want to say a few words about Kiev and then some details about Babi Yar. We won't repeat them. When we get to the actual site of Babi Yar, we'll just stop there, and there we will say Tehillim, Kaddish, and Kel Mali Rafa. Just a few short words about Kiev, because the meters are running in the calves, and Nachman can't afford it. This place is drenched with Jewish blood, not only because of what happened here during World War II, but a long history from the 8th century on. Just to take in the more modern period, just to talk about that period, the Khmelnytsky massacres, Zeros Tachvatat in 1648, Jews were murdered here in Kiev. Jews came back to Kiev. From the Khmelnytsky murders until 1793, no Jewish life existed here in Kiev. 1793, Jews came back, and by the beginning of the 19th century, there were 1,500 Jews in Kiev. Kiev eventually will become, in a certain sense, an Ir V'Ein B'Yisrael, a very large Jewish community, and has today one of the largest Jewish communities in Eastern Europe. And we'll learn more about that when we get to the shul, and Gershon Yaakov is going to tell us about present life, present Jewish life in Kiev. For those of you who feel that we've been visiting too many cemeteries, so I want to condole you and say that a great Gaon is buried in Kiev, and we're not going to go to his kever.
Okay.
For several reasons. One, we have no time. I'm referring to the Malbim.
Wow.
All right. I can always be persuaded. Ramea Leibish Reb Yechiel Michel, he's buried here in Kiev. We're not going to go to his grave in Kiev because it is destroyed. Babi Yar was right near the Jewish cemetery. That particular Jewish cemetery existed until fairly recently under the Russian authorities. That cemetery was destroyed. Various kfarim were removed. A lot of famous Hasidic rebbes were removed. But already by then, no one remembered exactly where the Malbim was buried. They couldn't find his kever. So that cemetery was destroyed, and now there is no zecher to the kever of the Malbim, but he was buried here in Kiev. In 1881, pogroms in Kiev, many, many Jews were killed, and tremendous damage done to Jewish shops and Jewish homes. In 1913 in Kiev, the Bylis affair, that's a famous blood libel. Imagine 1913 blood libel here in Kiev, still alive and well. And so on and so forth. So this has, unfortunately, a very sad history with regard to Jews. Just the basic details, as I have them in front of me, of what happened here at Babi Yar, as we move into the Holocaust. Kiev fell to the Germans September 21, 1941. September 21, 1941. On September 28th, they were here a week, the Germans. 2,000 notices were posted in and around Kiev announcing that all Jews of Kiev have to gather together on a certain street at 8 a.m. in the morning, right near here, near the Jewish cemetery. They were to bring their documents, money, other valuables, and warm clothes. Any Jew found disobeying these orders will be shot. That's what it said on the notice. And it also said on the notice, citizens breaking into flats left by Jews and taking possession of their belongings will be shot. That was a ruse. That was all done so that the Jews would believe that they're not going to lose their property and no one's allowed to take their homes. And so all the Jews came.